who called Puerto Rico an island of garbage.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Biden later said he was referring to the supporter who made the garbage reference. Supreme Court is allowing Virginia to resume its purge of voter registrations. Republicans in the state say it's aimed at stopping people who aren't citizens from voting. There's new early voting information from a key state.
Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says the turnout is unprecedented in state history.
Georgia voters are smashing through every voting record with more than 3 million for in-person early voting.
Raffensperger says his office has tried to make it easy to cast a ballot and hard to cheat. He says there's more security in place than for any past election, but at the same time, people have been moving through registration and voting lines quickly. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The government says the economy grew at a 2.8% annual rate over the summer. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
In a statement, the president said the GDP report, quote, shows how far we've come since I took office, from the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression to the strongest economy in the world.
Well, correspondent Jim Krasula has an update now on the toll in North Carolina from Hurricane Helene.
North Carolina state officials now say there have been 101 confirmed deaths in the state related to Hurricane Helene. 34 of those people drowned in record flooding. The youngest victim was a 4-year-old girl. The oldest storm-related death was a 91-year-old woman.
Overseas, more than 70 deaths have been blamed on record rain and flooding in parts of Spain. The FDA indicates the shortage of two popular weight loss drugs has eased, as we hear from CBS's Allison Keyes.
The two drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy, are now listed as available on the FDA's website. The drug maker says all doses of the products are now being shipped regularly to wholesalers. The company says the change in status is due to its investment in capacity and that its intentional increase of supply into the U.S. market is working.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 95 points. The S&P is up 5.5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A garage fire in Racine last night hospitalized one person and caused about $60,000 in damage. The fire started accidentally during welding work on a vehicle and spread to a nearby garage. Racine Mayor Corey Mason proposed a $94 million budget for next year to the Common Council Monday night. The plan allocates funds for public safety facilities, neighborhood renewal, and lead pipe replacement. Two separate fires across the state line resulted in four fatalities last night. One person died in a Round Lake fire, while three people perished in a Zion fire 2 hours later. Southeastern Wisconsin is under a high fire danger alert issued by the DNR. You're warned not to do any outdoor burning due to strong winds. Kenosha City Council approved a contract to acquire six school properties from KUSD. The city plans to create a tax district to support demolition and redeveloping some of the sites into housing. And Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are making campaign stops in Wisconsin today. Harris will hold a musical event in Madison while Trump rallies supporters in Green Bay with Brett Favre. Both are expected back in the state Friday. Trump will be at the Fiserv. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The Badgers face a new Iowa quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. When the Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night, it'll be against a new quarterback. Brendan Sullivan, expected to be the starter after Iowa's Cade McNamara went down with an injury early against Northwestern last weekend. Sullivan led Iowa to a 40-14 win, scoring 37 unanswered points, and was asked what he'd like to improve on against Wisconsin.
Like everybody else, there's a lot to improve on, whether that's passing, whether that's running, I think decision-making as well. I think just adds another element to be able to run the ball, but definitely a lot of film to go back and look at and learn from.
Badgers head coach Luke Fick Bickle are now facing Sullivan at quarterback.
There is a different skill set, and so you got to be aware of that. And so just to mix another little challenge, I don't think it's going to come up there before the idea that this is going to be a physical, tough game. And if you can't outmatch or match their physical toughness and mental toughness, that it won't matter who's at quarterback.
Baseball, game 5 of the World Series tonight in New York. The Dodgers lead the Yankees 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Still feeling summery with today's high temperatures in the upper 70s alongside those breezy winds. Whipping out of the south still up to 40 miles per hour as showers and thunderstorms move in overnight, which will continue to dampen our morning. Winding down by the afternoon, winds become blustery cold. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have, the better to love you with.
Timeless is on WRJN. For a complete guide to what the times are on the trick-or-treats for your kids, just go to our Facebook page on WRJN.
Long as I remember the rain been coming down, clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men through the ages trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain.
to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Drowning in my tears. There's
much I want to do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
It's WRJN. Yeah, Reynolds, Hamilton, Frank, boy. I love that group. It's really great. Joe Frank and Reynolds. Never mind. It's just one of those days. Is it 2 o'clock yet? Is Kurt Bowman coming in or not? What's going on here? Great to be with you on the day before Halloween, tomorrow's special Halloween edition. And by special, me just playing some songs out of format. Okay, so Halloween songs, yes. Halloween, if you've never heard of, probably. But coming tomorrow, Halloween special here on WRJN. For those of you who like Werewolves of London, I think I can pull that up for you. Yeah, because it's a Halloween song, werewolves and everything. Packer season continues on WRJN. Sunday's game against the Lions starts with pregame at 1, kickoff at 3:25. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions. It's southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel, the promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. If you get to any of those places, would you thank them for bringing us Packer football so we can listen live on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine, and 98.1 Kenosha.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal Lines Insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
You've got choices, you've got options, and selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. I've got two things to tell you. One, I hate puns. And two, Halloween is this week. Today only, you can creep it real by saving an additional 15% off your entire order on discounted gift certificates. Take your ghoul friend out for dinner or grab your brewmate for an evening out on the town. Oh boy, had enough. Shop local and save a cauldron of cash at Big Deals.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab to save right now.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two separate fires across the state line last night resulted in four deaths. One person died in a Round Lake fire and three in Zion. The first happened at around 10 in a Round Lake townhouse, where firefighters found one person dead and a dog on the second floor. About 2 hours later, a two-story home in Zion went up in flames, claiming the lives of three people and injuring one. Investigators are working to see if they may be connected. Monday night, Racine's Common Council heard Mayor Corey Mason's $94 million budget proposal for next year. It has promises to get property taxes to a 14-year low without reducing city staff or services. The plan allocates funds for updating public safety facilities, launching a neighborhood renewal program, and expediting lead pipe replacement. RFK will stay. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected Robert F. Kennedy's emergency appeal to have his name removed from the presidential ballots in Wisconsin and Michigan. Kennedy, who suspended his campaign in August and now supports Donald Trump, argues forcing him to remain on the ballot violates his First Amendment rights and could mislead voters. With early voting already underway in both battleground states, election officials maintain that it's too late to make changes to the ballots. And the weather outside is not frightful, so putting up the City of Racine Christmas tree is likely delightful. As temperatures stay into the 70s, downtown Racine is already getting into the holiday spirit with the installation of the downtown tree. The downtown area is already gearing up for the parade and tree lighting ceremony that's scheduled for November 9th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Still feeling summery with today's high temperatures in the upper 70s alongside those breezy winds. Whipping out of the south still up to 40 miles per hour as showers and thunderstorms move in overnight, which will continue to dampen our morning. Winding down by the afternoon, winds become blustery cold. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Cherokee Nation put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, the tomahawk and the Bowie knife. Our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die.
guess someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
Revere and the Raiders. Of course, Mark Lindsay, the lead singer, that he's going to be here next year with the Turtles Happy Together tour, along with the Cow Sills and the Turtles. Here's the Monkees.
A local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with.
If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time.
on WRJM with local music. Timeless music. Timeless hits even. This sounds really good on vinyl. Aretha Franklin. And now Timeless Hits WRJ. And that's one of those tunes from Aretha Franklin that really ages well. You know, really all of her tunes do. And Spanish Harlem, just a great, great song from her. WRJN has some really spectacular savings for big deals that we can't keep under mummy wrap. So today only, enjoy an extra. Give me a second. All right. Oh, I'm supposed to hit the cough button. Hang on. Yeah, now I know how that button works. Anyway, enjoy an extra 15% off your entire order today with no code needed. Anything that we have for big deals, that's already 30%. Take an extra 15 today. So go on our big deals tab when you go to WRJN.com. But remember, the sale ends at midnight.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Well, enjoy the rest of this great afternoon. Enjoy the weather. Yeah, the bill comes due later tonight and tomorrow. And also, one last thing about Terry Garr, who passed away yesterday of MS. If you get a chance, look up her performance in Tootsie. She was awesome. Should have won an Oscar for that. Strevelos, WRJN.
Special, I'm my- she told me I could. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Candy that they got for trick-or-treating, because ours was on this past Sunday, and they left me all the Tootsie Rolls, which is my favorite. Unfortunately, though, in order to stop eating Tootsie Rolls, I'm going to need an intervention. Listen to WRJN, and after two, it's the awesome Kurt Vollmann. What do you got, Kurt?
Hey, Cindy. Coming up on today's show, some freaky Halloween facts, and we'll answer this question. What was that surgeon doing on his phone during surgery?
What?
We'll talk about it coming up on today's show, Cindy.
Oh, I don't know if I want to know, all right? We've got sports, Mike Clemens in sports, Stuart J. Waddles, local news, CBS National News coming up at 2 here.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She crept into
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Both presidential candidates are touring key battleground states today at this hour in North Carolina. Kamala Harris spoke to supporters in Raleigh, continuing her warnings about Donald Trump.
This is someone who is unstable.